Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Menachot Daf Samach Zayin Amud Bet. About to look at the end of Mishnah Dalet and the beginning of Mishnah Hey of the alternatively placed sixth Perek, dealing entirely with the Korban HaOmer, Sefirat HaOmer, Chadash. And here we go. Balo the Isaron. Now that we have cut and toasted and dried out and sifted the Isaron and redeemed the rest, you take the Isaron, what was done with it? Natan alav shimno ulevonato. So the oil and the levona were put on it. And then Yatsak, you poured it on, ubalal, you mixed them together. Heinif did a tnufa, as we've already described. Higish, brought it close to the Mizbeach. Kamatz vihiktir, did the komets and burned the komets. Vashar nachalakonim, the rest of the Isaron of the Omer, is eaten by the Kohanim. Misha Karev HaOmer, the minute that the Omer was brought, Yotzin Motzin Shuk Yerushalayim Shuhum Alei Kemach Kali Shalobertzon Chachamim Divrei Rabbi Meir. Remember that there is an Isur in the Torah of Chadash, new grains which have sprouted since the last Omer, that they may not be eaten until the Omer is offered, or that day, we're going to see. And we see that they would go out immediately after the Omer was brought that morning and find that the marketplace of Yerushalayim was already filled with newly harvested grain that was already toasted. Shelo b'tzon chachamim divrei Meir. Meir says this was against the wishes of the chachamim. It was a wrong thing to have it ready so soon. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'tzon chachamim hayosin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the chachamim were very happy with this, or at least it was okay with to them. Now, what this means is, Rabbi Yehuda and Meir have a disagreement, and the understanding of that disagreement is whether or not there's room to make a gezerah not to have the grain available since it is prohibited before the Omer is brought. So let's see. V'lo gazar Rabbi Yehuda dilma ati l'mechamine. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda make a decree that they might eat from it if they have it available? Or aminu, here's the challenge. Rabbi Yehuda omer, and this is in the first parak of Psachim. Bodkin or Arba'asar, you do bedika the night before Pesach, uve Arba'asar Shachrit, and you do another bedika, or you may do another bedika on the 14th in the morning, and uve Shatabiur, and another bedika, and this is a last bedika at the time that you destroy Chametz, but not afterwards. And Rabbi Yehuda's concern is that if you do bedika later on, when it's prohibited to have Chametz or to eat Chametz, we're afraid that if you find it, you may eat it. Chamrim, Lobadak, etc. And the rest of that bright day is Lobadak, Arvit, Bodek Shacharit, Lobadak Shacharit, Bodek Bishat HaMoed, or Bishat HaBiur, and then if not, Bishat HaMoed, which either means during the Chag or in the afternoon of the 14th. But the point is, Chachamim, in opposition to Rabbi Yehuda, say that you may continue checking even at a time of Isur, and they're not concerned that you may end up eating Chametz that you will find. Alright, so let's see why Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Chadash, is not concerned. In the case of the chametz is Amar Rabba. So Rabba gives the first answer. Shani chadash mitoch shelo hitartalo ela ide kituf zachurhu. Chametz is chametz, but chadash, this new grain, we are not allowed to harvest new grain in a regular circumstance before the Omer in the normal way, which means that if you want to harvest your new grain, and we assume all this new grain that got to Shalim was harvested in the appropriate way, which is to do it by picking by hand. So Rava says, since you have to pick it by hand, a person will remember and they won't eat it. Okay. However, Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye challenged Rava and said, Tenach Tzira, that only works for the problem of cutting. But Tchina V'Hakadama Ikal Memer, what are you going to say about milling and threshing, which we assume are done in the normal way, and then while milling and threshing, somebody's going to say, oh, a little grain, stick it in the mouth, before the Omer was brought. So halokasha, tchina berechaya diyada. So he says, that's not a problem. Indeed, if you're going to mill it before the Omer is brought, you use a hand mill. Harkadal gebenafan. If you're going to thresh it, you do it right on the sieve, meaning that you do everything in an unusual way. Okay. But Beit HaShlachin, the Sharya B'Ktzira, we see in the next Mishnah, later on in the Perek, that Beit HaShlachin, which is an irrigated field, which cannot be used for the Omer itself, you are allowed to cut with a scythe. Non-Kotzrin Beit HaShlachin Shebamakim of Alogodshin. You're allowed to cut there, but however you're not allowed to make piles, so Ma'ikam LeMeimar. So why would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to cut that stuff? Because we assume some of the stuff that made Yerushalayim might have been from Beit HaShlachin, and that you cut in a regular way, so a person might forget Nid Chadash. So Abaye challenged Rabbah back and forth and finally came up with his own solution. Elamar Abaye Chadash Ba Domine. A person avoids Chadash because the minute it grows, whether it's in February or March, they stay away from it until the Omer comes. It's got an instinctive rejection. Chametz Lo Ba Domine. But chametz is something you eat all the time. And therefore, if you're searching for it and you find it in the 14th of the afternoon, you're not regulated to avoid it, so you're going to eat it. So Amar Rava, Rava adds on, he's not challenging Abaye, he's saying, to Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, you found a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda's position, to Rabbanan Lo Kasha, but isn't there also a contradiction in the Rabbanan's position, meaning represented by Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, where they say when it comes to Chadash, we should avoid it before it's edible, and the Rabbanan, in the case of Chametz, say we don't have to worry about that. Ela Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Kasha, Kedishaninan. The answer that Abaye gave about Rabbi Yehuda, that's a fine answer. About the instinctive sort of repulsion that one feels, revulsion that one feels from Chadash, that's not true about Chametz. But the Rabbanan ad Rabbanan Lo Kasha, how do we solve that? Hu atzmo chazer alav the sorfom, mechal achil minei? Rabbanan's position is, and again, psychological, since you are looking after it to find it and burn it, you're not going to then eat it, because your whole focus in getting it is to destroy it. You're not going to then eat it up. So Rav Ashi Amar, he has a different solution. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kasha, because Kemach Kali Tanan. What does the Mishnah say? It doesn't say regular flour, it says toasted flour. And that means that toasted flour, which itself is not edible, it can only be used for something, so there's no problem. Nobody's going to grab and eat it, because they're not going to eat that. But this report that Rav Ashi said it is wrong. He never would have said it, because it's wrong. Tenach mikli va'elech, because the first problem is that will only help us from the point that it's toasted and onwards. However, ad kli ma'ikol ma'amar, but before it's toasted, you still have good flour or grain that a person might eat. And if you want to answer as we did before, that you're only allowed to harvest it by hand, and then you're only going to mill it with a hand mill, etc., Beit HaShlachin, Deshariah Katsir, Ma'ikol Amemar, then you go back to the same Beit HaShlachin problem. Elahad Rav Ashi Brutahi, the answer is that Rav Ashi's statement, the report of it, is an errant report. He never said that. Okay, the rest of Mishnah, hey? Misha Kareva Omer Hutar Chadash Miyad. The minute the Omer is brought, immediately Chadash can be eaten. Harachokim Hutar Mechatzot Hayom Halam. Let's say you live far away from Yerushalayim. At what point of the day can you be sure that the Omer was brought so you can eat Chadash? Midday. Mishacharei Beit HaMikdash, and this is a famous takana, when the Mikdash is destroyed, Hidkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Sheyeh Yom Hanef Kulo Asur. He said the entire day, the 16th, is Asur, and we're going to see why in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he turns around and says, no, V'halomina Torahu Asur. He says the day of the 16th is not Asur as a takana, it's Asur Midoraita. We're going to find out later, they don't really disagree. Shinemar ad etzem hayom hazeh. The Torah says you may not eat chadash ad etzem hayom hazeh. Mimnei marachokin mutar mechatzot hayom halahalan. But as you see, everybody agrees that if the omer is brought, the minute it's brought, you can eat chadash. The only question is if the omer is not brought. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the entire day of the 16th midoraita is asur. So why is it that when the omer is brought, the rechokin can eat mechatzot hayom halahalan? If you live far away, you can eat it midday. Because they know that Beit Din is not lazy about it and will make sure that the Omer is brought early, midday at the very latest. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Tavar, we're going to find Machloket Bavel Tveria. Rabbi Shmuel and Bavel said, Bizman Shbeit Mikdash Kayam, Omer Matir, Bizman Shein Beit Mikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach Matir. The law of the Oraita is, when there is a Beit Mikdash and an Omer is brought, when the Omer is brought, you can eat Chadash. When there is no Beit HaMikdash, first light on the 16th in the morning is Matir. My Tama, what's the reason? There's two phrases in the same Pasuk. Tiv, Ad Yom Haviachem, or Ad Haviachem, until when you bring the Korban, Uchtiv Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, until this very day. So which is it? When are you allowed to eat Chadash? When the day comes or when the Omer comes? That's the answer is, Kam Mizman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam, Kam Mizman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam. If there's a Beit HaMikdash, then it's when you bring the korban. If there is none, then when the day comes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Tamar Talai, but in Tveria, they had a different take. Afilu bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam, hir mizrach matir. Even when there is a beit hamikdash, you could eat from the first light. Ay vaktiv araviyachem, but the Torah says, until you bring the korban, they say, lemitzvah, meaning that's ideal. But misha karev haomer, our Mishnah, that says you can only eat it after the omer is brought, hutar chadash miyad, lemitzvah, and the answer again, that's ideal. HaOmer Ayah Matir B'Medina V'Shtei Alechem B'Mikdash, a Mishnah later on, the next Mishnah that we'll have, that the Omer is matir eating chadash for citizens, and Shtei Alechem is matir using chadash for korbanot, again, the mitzvah. Alright, now, Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, we're not done with Rabbi Yochum and Rish Lakish's approach. Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, Yitkin Rabbi Yochum and Zakash, Yom HaNeif Kulo Asur. My Tom, why is it that, why did Rabbi Yochanan, make this takana? Now, let's go find out. The answer is, Meherai Banei Beit HaMikdash, important to note that in the aftermath of the Churban, that generation and the next generation were quite convinced that Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt imminently and prepared themselves for it and made takanot to remember the Mikdash so they could come right back in. It was only after Bar Kokhba and then after Beitar that a different mindset came in that it might be a long time before we're there, and of course the accompanied by a strong sense of depression about where Jewish history was going to be leading. But in any case, this was the mindset at the time. V'yomru, people are going to say, so next year there'll be a Beit HaMikdash. So if this year we allow, based on the Torah law that I think this is what Yochanan Zakkai meant, that based on the Torah law, you could eat from first light on the 16th. But what happens when there's a Beit HaMikdash? They'll only be able to eat from sometime during the morning when the Omer is brought. So V'yomru, Ishtakad Milo Achalnu Behar Mizrach, last year we ate on the 16th early in the morning. The Chadash. Hashtanamineichol, so we'll do that now. For the Yadi, the Ishagad Lohave Omer, here, Mizrach Matir. They won't know that last year when there was no Beit HaMikdash, it was the first light that was Matir Chadash. For Hashtadi, Ika Omer, Omer Matir. But now that there is an Omer, it's the Omer, which is a little later. Visalka Daitach Lemitzvah, but if you think that really Midoraita, the first light is Mutar, even when there is an Omer. But waiting for the Omer to be brought is just nice. We're going to make such a gzeirah that the whole day is asur just because of a nicety? So Nachman Yitzchak, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai b'shita Rabbi Yehuda Amara. And this sounds, on the face of it, very strange. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. To Amar mina Torah asur. That he says, if there is no Omer, the whole day is asur. Shenemar ad etzam yom hazeh, until this very day. And he reads ad itzumo shel yom, until the very day has happened. Ksavar ad ve'ad bichlal. He reads ad as inclusive, meaning until the end of this day. Now, that would mean that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai supposedly holds that really the full day is Asur Min HaTorah. How could Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say, how can we say he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? They disagree, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda speaks up in opposition to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Min HaTorah Hu Asur. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, was not talking to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He never met him. Rabbi Yehuda lived 100 years later. So the answer is Rabbi Yehuda Huda Katoi. Rabbi Yehuda erred in his understanding of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the report of what he heard Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say. Who is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Rabbanan Kamar. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making a takana de Rabbanan to prohibit the whole day, which means that, by the way, our explanation of the takana is incorrect. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he thought, meant that midirabanan, the whole day is asur, really midoraita, it's mutar. Velohi, that's not true, midoraita kamar. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying, midoraita, you can't eat all day because there's no korban. Which again means we're rejecting our earlier understanding of the takana. Vahit king tani, but we had hitkin, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana. Takana sounds like it's a fence to protect the law. Ma'itkin darashvitkin. Itkin here actually means that he looked into the matter and he made a decision that he publicized or established the law based on the law of the Torah. There is no Omer, the whole day is Asur. Because he and Rabbi Yehuda both feel, ad etzema, if there is a Korban, then the minute the Korban's brought. If not, that it's ad etzema yazeh, which is later. And by the way, there's something very appealing about that approach, to think that the Omer is the essential thing that's Matar Chadash. To say when there is no Omer, we're not bringing an Omer, that it should be Mutar earlier is a little bit strange. To say that now you have to wait for the end of the day has a certain appeal to it. In any case, what in practice would people do? So here are three different reports about Bavel, which is Chutzlarts. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, these are students of Rav. Achli Chadash Be'orta D'Sheitzar Nagi Shavsar. They would eat Chadash in Bavel the night after the 16th, which means after their second Seder, if you will. They would eat, after the beginning of their Chol HaMoed in Bavel, which means the 15th at night was the first Seder. The next night, the 16th at night, which is the 15th going into the 16th, they would have a second Seder. The next night which is the third night of Pesach, they would already eat chadash. Now, why? Kesavri chadash b'chutzalitz d'rabbanan. They held that the prohibition of chadash outside of Israel is d'rabbanan. This is a two different opinions in the Mishnah in Chala, and it's mentioned. It's a sugya in Kedushin. Rabbi Lazar's opinion in Kedushin. Ulesfeka lo chashinan, and we're not concerned about the sfeka dioma, which means since this whole prohibition of chadash is d'rabbanan, therefore we're not going to concern ourselves with sfeka dioma and say maybe we have to wait for the full day of the 17th to be over. The minute it becomes the 17th at night, we could already eat chadash. They really theoretically should be able to eat it during that day. Rabbanan deveravashi achlu b'tzafra d'shevsar. They would eat it on the morning of the 17th, which means the next morning after a papa of Rehuna Rav Shua. Kesavri chadash b'chutzalitz d'oraita. They held it was d'oraita. Yochanan Zakkai min Rabbanan kamar. And unlike our earlier analysis, they held that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana was d'rabbanan. V'chitakin liyomanev. His takana was only for the 16th itself. The Sveika lo takin, he wasn't metakin it for the Sveika the Yom of second day Yontif, and therefore they simply said, we're not going to eat it until the 17th in the morning. Why they didn't eat the 16th at night is unclear. Amar Ravina, Amrali Ames, Ravina says his nanny told him, Avuch lo havi achil chadash elaba orta deshev sar nagit hamnesar. He said, your father would avoid chadash until the night after the 17th. The 17th, why? Sarva like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the entire day of the 16th in the absence of a korban is asur. V'chayish l'sveika, and he was also said, choshesh l'sveika d'yoma, today the 17th might really be the 16th, so I have to wait until the end of the 17th to eat. And those are the three different approaches that we see in Bavel. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.